The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
All right, David. I guess it's just me and you this time, huh? Are you sniffing the microphone, David?
I'm crying.
Well,
I'm sad, bro.
I'm sad too, David. But we just have to keep moving forward, you know. Hey, everyone. Gamers Workshop, episode 4. And we're going to wing this episode. Don't really know what it's about, but, you know, it was supposed to be Stuart's, and, you know, he wasn't. I
thought we were talking about Happy Wheels.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Gamers Workshop Season 2. We got Stuart back. We got Amrit back. The original squad is back at it again.
Back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
Literally. Stuart, what have you brought?
I've brought a good spirit, and we're going to talk about Happy Wheels today.
Happy Wheels, our favorite family-friendly game.
Yes.
Stuart.
It's so family-friendly. You should all play it with your parents. I think it'll be a great bonding experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, for those who don't know, Happy Wheels is a game where you play as various characters on vehicles with wheels, and you try to get to the finish line, but you will die in gruesome, gruesome ways along the way. It's a very fun platformer game.
Some more gruesome than others.
Yeah.
And, well, what are our experience with Happy Wheels? I'll start. My experience with Happy Wheels is Dan TDM. You know, I also saw, did Markiplier play a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people played Happy Wheels.
Jacksepticeye was the main one, though.
Jacksepticeye as well, huh?
Yeah.
So Happy Wheels, that was my main exposure to it. I never played it too much, but just watching it was, like, just as good. Like, I remember there was those, what was it called? Those levels where you can't move and it'll just keep happening.
The sword throw?
Sword throws, yeah. Sword throws, also, like, does any game with the Segway, dude? It's, like, so nice.
No, I like the ones with the Jack, I don't remember what Jacksepticeye called them, but like Jimmy and Timmy, the kid, the kid on the bike.
The bike.
So
the
funny.
Bike. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes with the old dude as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice, dude. What about you guys?
First, okay, yeah, like, you know, me and like Ange have a similar, like, you know, first experience. It is from watching Dan TDM, and yeah, like, Iron Bird, like, you know, my, like, favorite overall, like, you know, character was either Santa or that fat lady on that, car thingy, and she's, like, I don't know, pushing a, you know, bunch of, like, groceries or, I don't know, but yeah, that's, I don't know.
My experience, yeah, I never played the game, but, like you guys, I watched Dan TDM, Jacksepticeye.
Am I the only one that's played this game?
Well, no. I definitely played it.
Bro,
come on. Yeah.
No, basically, my first experience with Happy Wheels is grade school, like grade 4, lunchtime. My friend pulls out their iPod Touch playing Happy Wheels, and we're all, like, deeply fascinated with whatever horrifying game she's playing. And then every day at lunch, we would just play Happy Wheels on our little devices during lunch, trying not to get caught fired by the teachers or lunch monitors.
Yeah, speaking of Happy Wheels in class, Amrit, I saw you were playing Happy Wheels the other day, dude.
Yeah, so basically last Thursday during the, you know, insanely long lecture, me and Hyro actually, you know, decided to occupy our time playing the absolute classic Happy Wheels. And I'm pretty sure Dwight did accidentally take a peek at my laptop, but I don't think he said anything, but I don't know. That was, you know, pretty, you know, funny, but yeah.
Yeah, dude, you know, you could just log on, start playing.
What's the site?
I have no clue. You were the one who was playing it.
I don't remember it.
It's called totaljerkface.com.
Hey, not sponsored.
Maybe sponsored.
Well, maybe.
We'll reach out. We'll
soon.
Reach out.
One day.
Okay,
like,
one day.
This episode
I'm
going to
make it work.
totaljerkface.com.
Yep.
So, guys, I have another question. Is related to the abundance of blood and guts in the game. And do you think that that is acceptable given the humor in the game? Or is it a bit too much?
Well, here's the thing, right? The whole thing about Happy Wheels is the blood.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those games where I don't know, is there an option where you can like reduce the gore?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like if you don't like it, you know, you can always reduce it.
Yeah.
Or make it like more gore and just like max out the blood.
Yeah. Or if you're crazy like that. Yeah. But like, sorry, what was the question again?
Do you think gore in these types of comedy games is too much or perfectly fine?
I think it's probably fine because, like, I mean, if it was too much, we wouldn't be seeing, like, Dan TDM, you know, be playing, you know, Happy Wheels. But, like, yeah, like, it was popular even among, like, family-friendly channels. Yeah,
because so. I think because of the game's art style, it appealed, like, kids just saw it and was curious about it because it is cartoony. So
yeah, I mean, it's not like, for example, like Mortal Kombat or something where you can like see
like
everything basically. No. So, you know, the cartoon art style helps a lot. I guarantee you if it was a more realistic style, that's like
there is a realistic Happy Wheels. It's not officially Happy Wheels. I think it's called like Guts and Glory, which is like the exact same game, but it's 3D and third person. And it's very bloody.
Honestly, like, I think blood and gore, like, you know, in Happy Wheels is, like, fine because obviously it's a cartoon-like game and obviously, like, Mortal Kombat, it isn't a 3D, like, you know, game. It's obviously 2D. And honestly, as long as there, like, isn't any, like, you know, too much cussing or use of, like, drugs, alcohol, I think maybe for, like, you know, kids above, like, 10, because, like, that is the age that I started, you know, playing it, I think it's cool because I don't think it's, like, that crazy. But, yeah, I don't know.
I see, yeah. What about you, David?
Me, I agree. I don't think it's that bad. I think there's worse games out there. And, you know, if you don't like it, you can turn it off, right? You can turn off the gore, I think.
You can turn off the blood particles, but your intestines will still come out.
You know, it's just human anatomy, right? Yeah, At the end of the day, guys.
It's a lesson in science. Biology. Biology lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can have a kid show up to class like, hey, what is that? That's the spleen, right?
Did you guys ever, like, try to trick your teachers into playing Minecraft because it's geometry? Like, you would go,
well, we didn't
come on, miss, it's a geometry lesson. We should play Minecraft.
Our teacher just let us.
That's
like,
nice.
We would be playing after, you know, making a Comic-Con bit strips. We would be playing some, not even, it wouldn't be even be Minecraft, it would be Mineshafter.
I remember bro. Because we were literally, like, in the computer lab, and I just remember, like, everyone was playing it.
Yeah,
just, like,
dude.
In the computer lab.
I did not come prepared this episode.
I can tell.
Anybody got any questions?
yeah, I have one. What's everyone's favorite level or like map? Because like there is numerous. There's obviously some
like
that are created by users.
Created.
Yes, yeah. And obviously you know the classic Happy Wheels. You know, levels. So yeah, what's everyone's?
I don't really remember any of the episodes too much. Last time I played it, I was like 11 or 12.
Dang, it's been a while.
I've washed, but there's one episode on the mobile app where you played as the Segway guy, and there's like all these like levers that shot up from the floor into the ceiling, and you had to time it pretty well.
Okay.
I remember enjoying that one.
As for me, like because I never actually played it, but watched a lot of Dan TDM play it. Like, dude, honestly, my favorite genre of levels had to have been those sword throws ones.
Yeah, like, those are so good. Oh, what about the beer bottle where you ride really fast?
Oh, those ones are good too.
Those ones are good.
Yeah, like I believe it's either on the bike or the Segway. Like
yeah,
those ones are so
Jimmy and Timmy.
Good.
Jimmy and Timmy.
The amount of times that Jimmy goes flying off of his
he's
seat.
He's not like strapped in like at all, bro. He just goes flying.
We spoke about this a lot too, because like, again, you know, why is Happy Wheels popular? Oh, the fans are creating their own levels and stuff like that, right? Like we saw that with Roblox. Mario Maker, Roblox, Fortnite. So it seems to be a reoccurring element here.
And like Happy Wheels definitely takes the platforming genre like Mario and then completely pushes the envelope by having your characters explode from the inside out.
Yeah, dude. So having that, you know, community involvement, that's one. Is Happy Wheels still popular?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is, huh?
It's fairly popular.
Do people still make videos on it?
Yeah. I think Jacksepticeye does a yearly Happy Wheels video at the end of the year.
Interesting. David, what's your favorite type of levels?
Honestly, I don't really remember any of the levels, but I know there's one that's like, it's like the super deep hole and there's like the spikes on the side. And you have to like
Dropper in Minecraft.
Yeah, like you have to like time it right. I don't know. I like that one.
That was good.
Fire. Honestly, it's actually, like, you know, hard now, you know, going back to Jimmy and Timmy. There is that BMX map, and the thing that sucks about that map is that actually Timmy holds a bunch of weight on the bike, and so, like, it's impossible to move and, like, you know, go, like, over obstacles. So, basically, at the, like, you know, start of that, like, map, you have to kill Timmy just so Jimmy has enough weight to go over the, you know, obstacles.
In-game.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
Not in real life. In game. And also, I don't know, like, if you guys have ever played this like map called Balcony Terror, where it's like basically you're driving off a balcony and you're falling off, and there's like a bunch of like, you know, obstacles and like, you know, people. I don't know. That's just my favorite, but yeah.
When I think of Happy Wheels, mostly what I think about, you said there were like actual levels.
Yeah, like on the mobile app. I don't know if it's on the official website, but there used
it's
to
on
be.
Both,
I think like the official Happy Wheels
shut
down.
It is. It's still there.
So what were these levels about? Because I always saw
they were just platforming. You know, you complete a level, you unlock the next one.
And there's no story.
And they get harder. No. What would the story be about?
I have no clue. Blood and guts.
I remember one time I was like in the back of a car getting driven home after watching a movie or something, and my friend is playing Happy Wheels next to me, and I'm like, is there a story in this game? And he's just making it up, and he's like, yeah, so Segway guy, he needs to get to work on time. And there are all these traps in the way.
Happy Wheels lore, boys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, also before you go on to the, you know, next like question, I want to, you know, play like very iconic sound, which maybe, you know, might bring back some memories for, you know, and you like guys, which, you know, has to do with Happy Wheels.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna pull up the Jacksepticeye song.
That's such a good song. Yeah. No, actually, just the song just reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, back in elementary school when Happy Wheels was very popular, there was an assignment, a group assignment. We had to make a poster on those big graph papers for an art assignment. And me and my group decided to do the wheelchair guy from Happy Wheels in very high detail, just in the front and center, and then with Happy Wheels below it. It was a lot of fun. I don't know how it got accepted. Like, our teacher's just like, go ahead. Because she didn't know what Happy Wheels was.
She saw Happy and she was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, it must be Happy. Yeah. Because Happy Wheels is pretty old, would you guys want to see a remake of Happy Wheels for the modern era, like Super Mario Maker 2 or something?
Honestly, yes, but I'd like to see it on console. I feel like
it should
console
be everywhere.
Happy Wheels. Yes, that'd be fire, but I don't know.
It's not on console?
It's not. It's just on PC and mobile.
Yeah.
It's like a, I mean, it's a like site like on PC, but it's its own like app on.
It's kind of like
Apple
a Flash game.
Yeah.
I see. If they're able to put it on console, it'd get so much more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Geometry Dash.
Yeah, like especially for example, I don't know if Nintendo would allow it, but sure. Like you can play Happy Wheels on the go.
mature rated games on
they do?
Nintendo.
Yeah, so like you could just pull up your Nintendo Switch, you know, while you're, you know, in the car or whatever, play some Happy Wheels, you know? That could be definitely.
Just make sure not driving.
Yeah, you play while you're driving.
No, it's like Phantom Pain. You play as Happy Wheels. When you crash in Happy Wheels, you have to crash your car.
Dude, that's like a movie. Crash in Happy Wheels and you crash in real life.
Yeah. Imagine being stuck in the Happy Wheels universe. How would you get out? That could make for a movie.
The Happy Wheels movie.
Oh, that'd be fire.
Oh my God.
Happy Wheels movie 2. Happier Wheels.
Happier Wheels. Happier Wheels.
And then 3. Happiest Wheels.
Four. And then 4. Sad Wheels.
Oh.
5. The wheels are off. Nice, dude.
6 is just wheels.
Oh, yeah, or the wheels.
And then, like, Fast and Furious, Fast X.
Yeah, dude. Nice. So, last week, we talked about FNAF and all the different types of mediums that it has. You know, it has books, it has movies and all that stuff. Happy Wheels is kind of just...
straight up just a video game.
Yeah, it's kind of like stagnant.
And there's fan art, probably. I haven't checked.
Do you think that Happy Wheels should try to expand, or do you think the fact that it's so simple is what makes it good?
I think the simplicity definitely helps, because it's like, if you're ever confused, it's like, oh, where can I play this game? Just look it up online, then you can play it.
Mm.
But like, you want to play, I don't know, a specific FNAF game, it might not be on Steam, it might be, I don't know.
So do you think that would be... because, like, at a certain point, you'd expect it to get a little bit stagnant. So, how do you think Happy Wheels will continue to be popular? Do you think it's just gonna, you know, the community will keep striving or thriving?
I think it'll be like Flappy Bird in a way, where it just lives on in infamy, and people play it whenever they feel like it. I don't know if it'll ever be popular again, but...
because I know...
I don't think it'll die.
Because I know Roblox is always, you know, updating. Like, people are getting better at coding, you know, their games and stuff like that. So, like, Roblox, from a technical standpoint, is getting, like, higher and higher quality.
Yeah.
Obviously, it still has those, you know, fun games, nostalgia games or whatever that aren't super high tech but are fun to play. So, do you think Happy Wheels should have some sort of similar thing where they can have, like, a high ceiling, a skill cap? You know, for how you can make the levels.
I mean, there kind of is already.
I guess.
Yeah. Also, I was just like thinking, imagine first person Happy Wheels.
That's Guts and Glory.
VR Happy Wheels.
Oh, yeah, true. Yo, VR Happy Wheels.
VR Happy Wheels.
Dude.
That would have you like going crazy. I'm not going
to
lie.
You'd have to like purchase a bike.
Oh, yeah.
Purchase a small child to put at the back of the bike.
Oh, purchase a wheelchair or something, too. Okay, how about we answer...
let's answer fan mail.
Fan mail, open it up.
The fan mail that we definitely have.
All right. Oh, Stuart is awesome 313. Is this your burner account?
No, never. I would never have a burner account.
Oh, yeah, I didn't ask all of y'all and your guys' favorite character to like use, so I don't know. And you guys can answer
Jimmy and Timmy.
Okay, Jimmy, Timmy, Edge.
Segway, dude.
David.
Dude, I don't even know what the characters are called. Whoever.
They don't have names.
Yeah, no, just like say
whoever.
I don't know, like,
whoever's on the scooter.
The old woman?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's mine.
Oof, definitely the pogo stick guy, the Santa, as I did say earlier, and that fat lady, and that that old guy in the wheelchair who Stuart drew.
Wheelchair guy. His,
yeah.
Did Happy Wheels come out before Mario Maker?
It did, because I remember it existing, like, since 2011, bro, because my, you know, cousins were, like, playing it for, like, decades, so.
Yeah?
It's been around for, like, a while, for sure.
Was it out before Roblox?
No, because it was out like what, 06, right? That's when Roblox was out. It was actually like, you know, out on
remember
his
what
birthday.
I said?
It was on David's birthday.
On David's, yeah. So
you're the same age as Roblox.
Actually, hold on. Let's
wait. When did Roblox come out?
September 1st, 2006.
I am 5 days younger than Roblox.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I am way younger than Roblox. I'm like 27 days younger.
Are we all born in September?
We're all September.
I don't think
I'm June, bro.
I'm rest June.
Loser.
What do you mean, bro? June is like
imagine the best being born in June, bro.
June is the start of summer, bro. Come on now, bro.
Actually, May is.
It ain't start of school. Nah,
May.
Nah.
First, May 21st is the start
June
of summer.
June 21st, bro. June 21st.
Oh, is it June 21st?
Yes, and that is the day of my birthday, bro. Yes, sir.
Damn. Stop. Did you search up Happy Wheels?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're not. Okay. Happy Wheels date of birth. I see that. Yeah, June 4th, 2010. So, yeah, it's like been out for like 16 years, which is crazy.
Yeah. So, do you think there's like a lot of games kind of similar to Happy Wheels, but they just didn't get as lucky?
Well, then we wouldn't know about them.
Yeah.
I feel like there are. But, like, it depends because, like, there could be a lot of games like that, but, I mean, there had to have been a reason why, you know, Happy Wheels was the specific one.
Probably because it pushed the envelope of platform games.
Yeah.
Because of all the blood and guts.
Yeah.
I see. They
made an R-rated Mario.
See, now that's something that would make me click on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of see where you're getting at now, huh? So, if they were to make a platformer that pushes the boundaries again, what do you think? What design element do you think they could put?
How do you top Happy Wheels?
Huh.
As I said, make it first person.
You can make it multiplayer, bro.
Oh, imagine. Yeah, that'd be fire. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Could you imagine proximity chat in Happy Wheels?
That'd be crazy.
And you can't speak if your head's cut off.
Proximity chat's one of my favorite features in like games, dude. Or mods. Oh my goodness. The way like
We could have done like you guys ever play Lethal Company?
Never. Yeah.
I love that game. Repo?
Nah.
Damn, we could have talked about that. That could be another episode.
In season 3 of the Gamers Workshop.
Lethal Company. I love that game.
All right, guys, Happy Wheels. Let's happy wheel that like button down below.
I'm disliking after that.
Happy wheel that like button.
I'm disliking that.
All right, well, Stuart's not going to be here in the next episode, boys. No, what?
Am I dying again? They're going to kill me?
Hey, I'm not saying anything, okay?
If I'm not here next week, you know who did it. It was Ange.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.